Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up, a landmark win for Serena Williams at the Australian Open Tennis Championships. The details in a moment. We'll also be live in Dubai, where Pakistan's cricketers remain in firm control of the first test against England. And David Beckham decides to stay in LA. More on that in a moment, but first, the defending champion Novak Djokovic is through to the third round of the Australian Open Tennis Championships. There's also been wins so far on day four for Andy Murray, Maria Sharapova, Serena Williams, and the Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova. On court now, Andy Roddick and Australia's Leighton Hewitt. And for the latest, live to Melbourne and the BBC's Russell Fuller.
And this is turning into a hugely entertaining night match. These two playing for the 14th time in their long careers. Hewitt's not beaten his old foe since 2005, but he has an opportunity here this evening. Having dropped the first set, he levelled at one set all, and he's serving for the third set and leads by 5-4, but was love 40 down a moment or two ago. He's 30-40, and he's just put a forehand away to return the scoreline to deuce, and the added complication from Andy Roddick's point of view is that he's no longer fully fit. He had a bit of a tumble early in the second set, and he's been treated for a right leg problem. He's playing, but not with the same mobility and force you would expect Andy Roddick to do. Of the earlier matches, it was really only Petra Kvitova, the Wimbledon champion, who struggled, but she did manage to come through in three sets in the end to take her place in the second round. Novak Djokovic, very impressive once more, dropping just 6 games against Santiago Giraldo of Colombia.
Thanks very much. Russell Fuller reporting there from Melbourne. Now, Serena Williams notched up a landmark with her victory over Barbara Zalivova Strykova. It was the American's 500th career victory, and she says it's something to be proud of.
It's great. I haven't even thought about it. It's like the ultimate. It's really, really cool. The first thing I asked, of course, is there anyone that achieved 1,000? So I guess not, and I don't know. I never will get there either, but I just, it's really cool. 500 is a lot of, it's really cool. 500 is a lot of matches to play, let alone to win. So it's pretty cool.
To Dubai now, where they're into the final session of day three of the first test between Pakistan and England. Pakistan remain in the driving seat. England resumed on 75-5 at tee, 71 runs behind. Let's find out how things are progressing from our reporter Alison Mitchell.
Well, England are struggling to avoid an innings defeat here. They're 97-7 in their second innings, still 49 runs away from making Pakistan bat again. They're collapsing in this second innings at an even more alarming rate than in the first. Umar Gul has taken 4 wickets. There's been just one for Syed Ajmal, for Syed Ajmal, and only Pryor's wicket having anything to do with the pitch, and LBW, which kept rather low. But poor shots again from England, in particular Peterson, who hold out to deep square leg. The Dusra there accounted for Ian Bell, LBW yet again. Owen Morgan got a lovely turning delivery from Abdul Rahman to be caught behind. Adnan Akmal earlier making 61, a test best, to help Pakistan post a lead of 146, but it's about England collapsing and Pakistan closing in on what would be a memorable victory. Broad and Swan in the middle, but England 97-7, still 49 behind.
Thanks very much, Ali. To football now here on the BBC World Service. And David Beckham has ended speculation linking him with a return to Europe by signing a 2-year contract with the LA Galaxy, which will keep him with the team until he's 39. Beckham, who joined the Galaxy 5 years ago, said in a statement that his family was settled in the United States and that he was passionate about playing in the country. His contract is thought to include a clause to allow him to play in the London 2012 Olympics. Well, last season, Beckham won the league's Comeback Player of the Year award and helped the Galaxy to the MLS Cup title. But his team's former general manager, Alexi Lalas, says Beckham will have to continue to play well for the deal to be successful.
David Beckham is a wonderful phenomenon and very good for the Galaxy and for Major League Soccer. But if he's not playing, and if he's not playing well, it starts to wear thin. Because, you know, the initial excitement of David Beckham, that's worn off to a certain extent. He's only going to do so much in terms of crowds and in terms of attention. But he still has to perform. And so that will be interesting to see if he can not only keep up, but maybe surpass what he did last year, because it was a pretty awesome year for him.
Next to Spain, where Barcelona have beaten their great rivals Real Madrid away for the fourth time in a row. Now, this latest victory came in the first leg of their quarter-final tie in the Copa del Rey. Cristiano Ronaldo gave the home side the early lead. Carlos Puyol then headed in the equaliser before Eric Abidal scored the winner for the Catalan side. And the Barcelona midfielder Cesc Fabregas felt his side were worthy winners.
It's very nice. We enjoyed. We played very well. We attacked them. we had control of the game in all the moment, and I think we have to be proud of this victory.
Were you proud of Eric Abidal's goal as well? You all ran over to celebrate with him.
Yeah, definitely. He doesn't often score goals, and it was a very special goal today as well. He took it as a real striker, and we are very happy and proud of him.
As for Real Madrid, their defender Ricardo Carvalho says his side must improve if they're to overcome that 2-1 deficit in the second leg. And he admits that they were unable to maintain their first half form after the break.
Oh, it wasn't a great game. First half was better for in our side. We were feeling more compact behind and more dangerous in counter-attack. But in second half, they score and they control the game and you didn't play well.
Is it getting harder now to play Barcelona?
Yeah, it's true. Even if you score first, they in the second half, the second half for them, they were stronger. I think you have to get better, to play better and play well.
Shanghai Shenhua have confirmed that they're still in talks to sign Chelsea's Didier Drogba. The Chinese club want to reunite him with his former Chelsea teammate Nicolas Anelka. The club's owners say it's like flirting with a girl. Perhaps she'll resist you at first, but if you continue to ask her out, it will always end well. Never give up. Carlos Tevez's advisors will hold talks with the French club Paris Saint-Germain later over a possible transfer. Kylian Rapchin will begin negotiations with the club's sporting director, Leonardo, although any agreement between PSG and Man City has yet to be reached. The draw for the fourth round of the English FA Cup is complete after victories for Birmingham and Brighton in the third round replays. Brighton will host Newcastle after they beat Wrexham 5-4 on penalties. The sides were level at 1-1 after extra time, while Birmingham's reward for a 1-0 win over Wolves is a trip to Sheffield United. And as the BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball reports, it's the latest setback for Premier League Wolves.
The fact that it was a derby defeat, with Birmingham also in the division below them, will only add to the angst at Molineux. They're now without a win in 9 games, and they've got another big derby date on Saturday when they take on Aston Villa at home in the Premier League. Contrast that with the mood at St Andrews. Birmingham now on a real roll. Chris Hughton is doing an excellent job for them after he lost so many players in the summer. Just outside the playoff zone in the Championship, still with a game in hand on the teams above them. They're now unbeaten in 7 games, and still going strong after 36 games of football already this season.
Some NBA basketball news now. And the Boston Celtics ended their losing streak with a 96-73 points win against the Toronto Raptors. But the victory came at a cost. Rajon Rondo, one of their key players, picked up a wrist injury after scoring 21 points. As for the result, the Celtics coach, Doc Rivers, says he hopes it will instill some much-needed confidence in his side.
We thought we should win the game, but you know, you gotta, when you're going through things where you're not winning games and a little losing streak, you don't take anything for granted, because you know confidence is such a major factor in sports. And so, as a coach, you know, I was concerned.
Elsewhere, Andre Miller scored a season-high 28 points to help guide the Denver Nuggets to 108-104 points win in overtime against the Philadelphia 76ers. And before we go, a reminder of our top story here on the BBC World Service. Serena Williams notched up a landmark with her victory over Barbara Zalavova's strikeover at the Australian Open Tennis Championships in Melbourne. It was the American's 500th career victory. There have also been wins for the Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova, Maria Sharapova, Andy Murray, and the defending men's champion Novak Djokovic, all of them through to the third round. And England struggling in the first test against Pakistan in Dubai, 107